Daily Hope with Pastor Rick. Three Characteristics of Godly Goals by Rick Warren. May 7th, 2022. From God's Prescription for a Healthy Life. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. God cares about what kind of goals you set. In fact, He wants three things from your goals. Godly goals challenge your faith. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. In order to please God, you need to set goals that require faith. In other words, you should set goals that are too big to reach on your own. If you set a big goal, God will work in a big way. If you set a medium-sized goal, God will work in a medium way. If you set a small goal, God will work in a small way. Goals stretch your faith. They affirm that you trust God, but they are also statements of how much you trust God. The Bible says, according to your faith, let it be done to you. Matthew chapter 9, verse 29. Godly goals develop your character. When you set a goal that requires faith, you change along the journey as you work to reach that goal. It's the plot of 1,000 movies, whether the character's goal is to win the war, or go to the moon, or to climb Mount Everest. During the movie, the characters face obstacles to reaching the goal, and as a result, their character changes. They grow up. God wants you to grow up. When you die, take any of your accomplishments with you to heaven, but you will take your character. Godly goals develop the kind of character God wants you to have. The Apostle Paul said, I do not mean that I am already as God wants me to be. I have not yet reached that goal, but I continue trying to reach it and to make it mine. Christ wants me to do that. That is the reason Christ made me His. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. Godly goals give you hope. I once read a study about Holocaust survivors who had been through the hell of death camps. How did they survive? All of them had something in common. They had something to look forward to. Godly goals give you a reason to endure, even through the most difficult times. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 says, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. When you have goals, you have the hope to keep moving forward, even when you feel like giving up. I don't know what you're going through today, but no matter what life is like for you, you need a godly goal. Pursuing it will challenge your faith, develop your character, and build your hope. Talk it over. Reveal how much you trust God to do big things in your life. When have you seen God grow your character as you pursued a goal? In what area of your life do you need hope today?